The pasuk says Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden to separate from their wives v'kidashtem hayoyim u'mocha, which means they only have to separate for 2 days. This is problematic according to Rabbi Yossi, who said that the mitzvah's prisha came on Wednesday, which means there were 3 days of separation. Rabbi Yossi will say that Moshe added 1 day of separation on his own. The Kabbalah said Moshe did 3 things based on his own reasoning, and Hashem agreed to each of these 3 things. Number one, he added an extra day to the mitzvah's prisha. Number two, is he permanently separated from his own wife. And number three, he broke the luchas. In regard to his adding an extra day of separation, Moshe darshan the pasuk. Hashem said, "Hayom u'mocher," today and tomorrow. Moshe said the pasuk is comparing today to tomorrow. Just like tomorrow is a full 24-hour period, so today has to be a full 24-hour period. But the problem is the mitzvah's prisha came in the morning, so it was missing the night, so it can't be counted for one of those 2 days. Therefore, Moshe added one more day, and we see that Hashem agreed with him because the Shechina didn't come to rest in Har Sinai until Shabbos, which was the day after the additional day of separation instituted by Moshe. He permanently separated from his wife based on the Kavach Chomer that he darshaned. He said if the Yidden are only getting spoken to the Shechina only once, and they know exactly when that conversation with the Shechina is going to happen, they have to separate from their wives, and me, Moshe, who constantly speaks to the Shechina, and he doesn't have a set time when the conversations will take place, for sure he has to separate from his wife. And we say that Hashem agreed with him because after Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden to go back to their wives, but he said, but Ato Poi, over here with me, stay with me. So based on that, you see that Hashem told Moshe to stay separated from his wife. Also, when Hashem told Aaron and Miriam that Moshe acted properly by separating from his wife because he constantly spoke to the Shechina pel peh. Finally, he broke the luchas because Moshe said of the carbon pesach, which is only one mitzvah, can't be eaten by someone who's a mumer. So the luchas, which is kolat harikul, for sure can't be accepted by the Yidden who just worship the eagle. Therefore, he broke the luchas. We see Hashem agreed with him because Hashem told Moshe to put the broken piece of the luchas in the urine. And the pasuk says Asher shibarta that yasher kechacha. Thank you for breaking it. Maria, the pasuk says that be prepared for the third day, which means there are only 2 days of separation. Not like Rabbi Yossi says. Maria says, like Rabbi Yossi said, Moshe added a day from his own das of precious. Maria asked, Bryce says that the third day, we'll see what that means in a minute, was the third day of Sivan, which was also the third day of the week, Tuesday. That's problematic according to the Rabbanon. Maria says, the Tana of this Bryce says Rabbi Yossi. What does the Bryce mean when it says the third day? So Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says it refers to the instruction to put a fence around Har Sinai. Rabbi says it refers to Moshe telling the Yidden about the punishments for not keeping the Torah. And others say it refers to Moshe telling the Yidden about the rewards that you get for keeping the Torah. Another Bryce says that the sixth day, which was the sixth day of the month, which is also the sixth day of the week, again, this is problematic according to Rabbanon. Again, the time of this Bryce is Rabbi Yossi. What does the sixth day of the Bryce mean? What does it mean it was the sixth day of what? Rabbi says it was the sixth day since the Yidden got to Midbar Sinai, which means they got there on Sunday, which means that they traveled on Shabbos. Although they received the Hilchas Shabbos at Morah, they did not receive the Hilchas Tchum. That's why they were allowed to travel still on Shabbos. Rachav Yaakov says it was the sixth day since their departure from their last travel on their way to Midbar Sinai, because he holds that they did not travel on Shabbos because they did receive the Hilchas Tchum in Morah as well. A Braisa says the Karban Pesach was brought on the 14th of Nisan. They left Mitzrayim on the 15th of the year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, which was on a Thursday. The Gemara asked based on this, Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos, because Nisan always has 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, because Iyar typically has 29 days. Again, this is a problem according to Rabbanon. The Gemara says they say that Iyar that year had 30 days. Similar Braisa actually clearly says Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, but that the Gemara will say that the time of that Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. Rav Papa asked, the Braisa said that when the Yidden complained to Moshe and Aaron there was no food, it was the 15th of Iyar, which was on a Shabbos. That would mean that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. So it's fair according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will say, again, that the Iyar of that year had 30 days. Rav Chavivio of Chuznoa said to Rav Ashi, the Pasuk says that the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year after leaving Mitzrayim. The Braisa says that that year was on a Sunday. Based on that, it must be that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the prior year was on a Wednesday, because based on the 354-year calendar, there's always 4 days from one date to the next date, 4 days is a week difference from year to year. Abizai Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Shabbos. This is problematic according to Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi will answer that there were 7 29-day months that year instead of 6, and therefore that pushes everything up 1 day, which means Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. The Rabbanon say there were 8 29-day months that year, which pushes everything up 2 days, which means Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. Abraham says the 15th of Nisan of the year that the Yidden left Mitzrayim was on a Friday. That means Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Sunday, which means Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. This is Shver according to Rabbi Yossi. They'll say the time of the Abraham is the Rabbanon. Bryce says that Rabbi Yossi goes through what Moshe did the first number of days of Sivan. He says that on the sixth day, he actually did not go up on Har Sinai, even though he did most of the previous days, but on the sixth day he did not, because he didn't have time to do it. Presumably, this is because the Torah was given on that day. This contradicts Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Torah was given on the seventh day. The Gemara says the Torah could be was given on the seventh day. The reason he had no time on the sixth day was because it was Erev Shabbos, and Moshe was busy preparing for Shabbos. There's a person in the Galil who dashed into Rav Chisda that kibenches the Eibishta, who gave us our Torah, which is Torah of Thirds, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, to people of Thirds, us Yidden, Kehanim Levi'im Yisraelim, through a person of Thirds, meaning he's born third to his mother, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was born after Miriam and Aaron, on the third day of separation, from the men from their wives, the Yidden, during the third month of the year, which is Sivan. This drasha follows the Rabbanim, say the Torah was given on the third day of the separation of the men from their wives.